Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hello, all of you spooky ass bitches. Welcome to another episode of the Freaky Ass Fuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sarai, and I hope we are all feeling absolutely fabulous today. I needed to put off the episode a couple of days because I got my booster shot last Friday and my flu shot as well. So it left me a little incapacitated for a couple of days. And I know it wasn't my flu shot because I've been getting mine since I was just a little wee little baby. So I'm good with the flu shot. And when I had gotten my second dose of the COVID vaccine, I had gotten insanely sick. So I'm just glad that this time around, I didn't actually get sick, but my body did feel like I had just got hit by a ton of bricks. So that wasn't cool, but it is better than the latter. So whatever, I guess. But yeah, I just needed a couple of days to just feel like a person again, you know? With that being said, I really did not feel like bumming myself out by researching a bunch of insanely morbid stuff. So I figured I'd cover something a little different. And that is why today we will be discussing creepy cryptids and creatures of the Philippines. Beep, 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 beep. How exciting. I've never mentioned this before, but I am half Mexican and half Filipina, and I've also been very interested in learning all kinds of things about both places because, in my opinion, I think it's very important to know the history of my people. So I figured I'd share some of my love for my heritage with all of you guys to teach you all a little something about where my people come from. So without further ado, let me list out for you some of the most interesting, in my opinion, of course, creatures and cryptids of the Philippines. So I guess we should start off by talking about the most feared creature in Philippine folklore, and that is the aswang. The aswang isn't so much as an actual creature itself, but it's more of an umbrella term for a flesh-eating shapeshifter type of cryptid. During the day, the aswang appears as just a normal person, but at night, it transforms into some kind of evil creature that feeds on the blood and flesh of humans. So this list of cryptids will include creatures that would be considered as an aswang. One of them being the Manananggal, which I guess the Western equivalent would be the vampire. The name is said to have derived from the Tagalog word for detach, which is tanggal. So tanggal, Manananggal, you get it. In different regions, this creature would also be known as the wak-wak or the tick-tick due to the noise that its wings make. During the day, the Manananggal will appear as a woman, and at night, it shapeshifts into a half-bodied flying creature. It's able to sever its upper torso to spread out bat-like wings, allowing it to just fly off into the night. So it literally splits itself in half so that the upper and lower parts of its body are separated, and it suddenly grows a pair of bat wings. So the bottom half of the body, so, you know, the legs, they just stay chilling while the upper half just goes out and hunts for food. So imagine just like walking around at night and stumbling upon just like a pair of legs just like standing there in the open. Like, what do you do in that situation? The Manananggal is said to have a very keen sense of smell, and it's able to sniff out the blood of pregnant women from miles away. So once it sniffs out its prey, it will use its elongated tongue to suck the blood of its victim, and then it will consume the heart of the unborn child. Yikes. The Manananggal also likes to prey on those who are ill and those who are in love or just newly wed. Why? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with, like, the heart, you know, because of, like, if you're in love or, like, newlywed, maybe that does something to your heart. I don't know. I'm just throwing out things here. Now, there are ways to kill this beast, just like vampires. The Manananggal is said to absolutely abhor garlic. Ugh, so picky. So while the torso is detached and off fucking around somewhere, you have to locate the bottom half that's rooted to the ground, sprinkle some garlic, salt, or ash on top of it, and this will keep the upper half from reattaching itself to the legs, and it'll die once the sun comes out. Very interesting. All right, that's really good to know. So, you know, always keep a thing of garlic or some salt on you, you know, just in case.
Hey, I'm Courtney.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is A Nefarious Nightmare.
We cover true crime and the paranormal.
Weird, twisty, and spooky things that are sure to make you think, cry, or laugh.
We have had a few wonderful guests, such as a paranormal investigator, a really cool podcast, and Jason Vukovic and his sister.
We've also had a ton of humorous moments, and we intend to have more. I come packing the dad jokes. Well, puns. I come with puns abound.
We raise awareness about the senseless acts committed against victims while roasting serial killers and marshmallows around a Zoom bonfire.
Our listeners are definitely the best, and we are their biggest fans.
So join us. Come on in. All are welcome, and let's dive into these cases.
You can find us on any podcast platform and YouTube. Be sure to find us, hit subscribe, and share us with your friends.
We do have great life advice, such as don't be a Richard.
Yes, and wear deodorant. We don't wish to smell you.
All are welcome to A Nefarious Nightmare.
Our next creature is one of my favorites because, honestly, he just sounds like a chill dude. And that is the Capre, which is a cigar-smoking giant that lives in a tree. One of my sources for this episode is a website called the Aswang Project, which you'll be able to find a link to that as well as to all of my other sources in the show notes. But they put together this nice little documentary about the Capre, going into more of the history of its origins, and I definitely recommend checking that out. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. It's just really interesting, so check it out. Like I said, the Capre is a tree giant, usually standing at around 7 to 10 feet tall, and they appear dark colored with a lot of hair. They'll usually have a long beard. Sounds hot, right? The only thing is they typically reek of, like, goat, so I don't know. That's kind of a deal breaker for me. They can typically be found either smoking beneath or in a huge tree, such as an acacia, a mango, bamboo, or a banyan tree. But they can also be found just wandering around the forest. So, you know, you're in the presence of a capre if you can smell the strong odor of tobacco or marijuana smoke. So this guy knows the vibes. They're easier to spot as night as their eyes are known to give off this red glow. So if you're walking around the woods at night for some weird reason and you see some glowing red eyes in the trees, don't worry, it's just the capre getting high as fuck. The capre is not the nefarious type of creature as all it's looking for is what we are all in this world, and that is companionship. All they want is some love, and they're known to be quite loyal because if you gain the friendship or love of a capre, they will follow you all throughout your life. So it's very convenient that they can only reveal themselves to you if they want to, because how awkward would it be for you to just have this 10 feet tall, smelly giant walking around with you all the time? And sometimes the capre will be in possession of this pretty little white stone, and if you just so happen to find it, it'll grant you wishes. How fun! So the Capre means well. However, they do enjoy pranking people. They have the ability to confuse people and make them forget so that they get lost, which I must say is not funny at all. So rude. But other than that, the Capre are friendly folk who, if not messed with, won't fuck you up. Staying in the wooded region, the next creature I'd like to introduce to you is the Tiyanak, which often takes the form of a newborn baby. However, it's much more terrifying. It has sharp teeth, pointed ears, bloodshot eyes, and its right leg is typically significantly longer than its left. So obviously, this puts the Tiyanak at a hunting disadvantage, so it uses sneaky tactics to lure in its victims. It will disguise itself as an abandoned baby in the woods, crying for someone to come help it, and once someone comes around to lend a helping hand, it will shed its disguise and reveal its dagger-like fangs and maul its prey to death. This next creature is said to reside in the rainforests and mountains, and that is the Tikbalang, or the werehorse. It's a tall, bony, humanoid creature that has the head and hooves of a horse, and it's also important to note that its limbs are disproportionately long. Gross. Now, this is another one of those cryptids that aren't necessarily nefarious. However, it gets pleasure out of scaring and confusing those whom it runs into. It'll often lead passerbyers astray by always leading them back to the same arbitrary path, no matter where they go or how far they travel. They can also cause others to hallucinate and see things that aren't there. All of this, of course, is reversible. All you gotta do is wear your shirt inside out and you'll be good. You could also just ask the Tikbalang to stop too, you know. Like I said, they're harmless. They just get a kick out of being a dick, I guess. The Tikbalang and the Capre are similar in the way that they will not cause you any harm unless provoked. So, respect the forest, y'all. Well, everyone, that's all I got for you today. Thanks for sticking it out with me till the end, and I hope you enjoyed learning about the creepy cryptids and creatures of the Philippines. I definitely want to explore more of these amazing beings in all different types of regions around the globe, so be sure to be on the lookout for more of these. If you want to interact with me on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at FreakyAFPod. That's FreakyAFPod. And you can also shoot me an email at freakyafpodcast@gmail.com. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your weekend, and I will see you all back here next week. Okay, bye.